You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Like a Sunday, but I'm out of time for your shit. I know you hate to admit that you be double tapping on my gram. That's how I know all you see is ass. The bridges you burn, they're never building back. And the corners you turn, stop playing, switching sides. You can comment on my shit, I'll see you as a fan. You should know, you should know. You're only seeing your side. I see you playing, crossing both sides. I'll be fighting, doing what I. Don't take me serious. Serious, serious. Because of my inexperience.
TAF, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
It feels like it's been 100 years since I've seen you.
I know, it's been 50 million thousand years since I've been.
Welcome back into the BFM studio. It is lovely to have you up here. Also, ahead of a gig that you're throwing this Friday at Cassette 9.
Yes.
Tell us about what's been going on for you. What's been happening in the music world?
Oh, goodness gracious. So, basically, I've been working on a mixtape, a little body of work. And each month, I'm so silly. I literally put a release for literally every single month, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is such a good idea like 3 months ago. Yeah. And now I'm like, this is a terrible idea. What are you doing? But so we're doing a show like which is centered around each of the singles.
That's so cool.
Yeah. So this show is called The Happy Hour. Mm-hmm. And basically it's the vibe is very much like pre-drink energy, except with Putty AF.
Yes.
Everybody knows I'm a party girl down, and all I do is just
party. I've seen your vlogs.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yes. Exactly that. So yeah, if you want to come pre-drink with the best, then come and pre-drink with me at Cassette 9.
It's going to be I feel like you're about to enter a really exciting era for your music. You just put out this really cool single with King Dwudo?
Yeah.
Is that how you say his name?
Dwudo, yeah.
Yeah, so tell us a little wee bit about this collaboration, because who was this guy? How did you link up? What was the track all about?
Yeah, so basically me and King Dwudo, so the person who did the production on Be My All was Abraham Coonan. Mm-hmm. And he was like, oh my gosh, this song is real like boppy and you should chuck this guy on it. And I was like, who the hell is this? Who the hell are? And then he was like, yeah, he's from Ghana. He's got a mean vibe. And I think he just kind of like took the track and like elevated it a little bit.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So that's kind of how I got in touch with this, with King Dwudo. Yeah.
That's such a cool thing to be able to have those international collaborations with people you haven't even met, but that get your energy through the song.
Yeah.
It feels like a really, I mean, obviously this first kind of chapter is this party chapter, but it does feel like an exciting new era for your music.
Thank you.
Obviously, Putty AF is a new kind of iteration of your project name as well. Formerly, people might have known your disciple Apple Party days.
Yes, that's true.
You're obviously going through a wee bit of like a re-evaluation of what your musical persona is.
Yeah.
How would you describe where you're at with that at the moment?
I think the other thing too is Disciple Party was very like, I made that name when I was like 15. You know, and I was super like religious girl and not, obviously I'm not that person anymore. but basically Party AF is kind of just my idea of being a bit more vulnerable, I guess, with the audience and just like not trying to hide behind any major personas and just being like,
totally,
you know, like this is who I am. And like, if you like it, you like it. If you don't, you don't. That's cool. But this, I'm not going to, you know, hide behind any kind of masks or anything anymore. Yeah.
Hard out. Yeah. So is that kind of in the, I guess, the music you've been writing at the moment? Yeah. Is that where you've been tapping into lyrics-wise and sound-wise? What's the process looks like?
Yeah, absolutely. So I've been working a lot with Auto Angel, Shay Ibrahim, and they've done a real good job of just like basic things like making sure I'm not singing with American accent, you know, which is real super important. And this next body of work is super, super, super different to anything that I've ever released before. It's very personal, very vulnerable, and I'm actually really scared. I'm scared out of my mind to release it, but I'm also kind of like, you know, this is what happens. If you're gonna take your name, then you bloody better go the full way.
Hard out, yeah. And that, I feel like that's what I've been really excited about. I've loved all of your releases, but there's something very exciting about when an artist is like, actually, this is me. This is who I am.
Yeah.
You know, and that does take a lot of courage too, because it's quite a scary thing to even get up on a stage and perform, let alone be like, and here's how I'm feeling as well.
Yeah, and also this is what I went through.
Totally.
Yeah, absolutely.
How do you like process that? Because obviously you've got a band who you've been playing with for years and years. You've known like since you were a kid some of those people.
Yeah.
So that crew must be a big part of that support system. But how do you process being vulnerable and also protecting yourself a bit?
Yeah. So, I mean, a lot of my original band members, which is another layer, right? A lot of my original band members have had to move on to other projects and you know, they've kind of grown in their own right. And so they have gone off to do other things, which is great, but I'm now with this new band and they're called the Astronauts. And
sick.
And so their kind of main thing is like arranging live music and backing artists. But it's been really tough. It's been a cathartic process in the sense that, like, you know, you kind of, the stuff that you write, obviously you write it in a particular period of time when you're going through something.
Totally.
And then after that, when you start performing it, you kind of get taken back to that place. And there's been way too many rehearsals where the boys are like, we're supposed to be rehearsing and you've been crying for half an hour now. And I'm like, oh no.
But like,
I'm like, let me be. But like, they're really good like that, you know,
totally.
They're great at holding space and they understand the depth of like how personal music can be, not just for me, but also for the audience. Yeah. And I can only put on my best when I'm at my best. And so they've really done a great job just holding me and giving me chocolate and stuff when I'm like crying. It's got to be done. Yeah, exactly.
That sounds like such a nice team that you've got there.
Yeah.
And working with Shay obviously is very exciting because Shay's got such, as Auto Angel, has such a distinct sound that she brings to music. What was the original point of collaboration for you guys? How did you link up?
So Shay is so funny. They basically were like, I have these beats and you should hop on them. And then didn't stop messaging me for like literally a week. And then I was like, okay, fine. And so then I listened to their music and I bumped their first EP.
Yes.
So I bumped that for ages. And so I was like, oh damn, I should get her to like come and do some stuff with me. And then what we did was I would just write out to random beats online.
Yeah.
And then be like, here, I've got like a melody, I've got a hook, and this is what it sounds like. And then she would basically just like write beats like without listening to any of the reference beats, just do her own thing.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah. And so that's been our process for a little bit. And I'm quite an impatient person. Like, I want things done like now, yesterday. And Shay's very meticulous. Like, she's real like, it's like, I feel like that could be done like a little bit better.
Yeah.
And this could be done like a little bit better. And I'm like, okay, yeah, cool. But like, I need you to hurry up. She's like, no, this takes like time.
Yeah.
And so it's been cool, like trying to shift my creative process to make space for something better, not just like something that's going to be good in like a week, you know?
Hard out. I feel like that's such an exciting collaborative like partnership to have, where you have quite different styles, but you got the same goal and you've got the same attitude maybe. And that works really well as a partnership. Remind us about the gig this Friday, because this is going to be really fun. And as you said, kind of like start of a series.
Yes. So it's the start of, so the series is called the Gutter Series Gigs.
Nice.
And so this one is called The Happy Hour. Last night I was with Putty AF. And so that's kind of the name of the gig. And basically, what we're trying to say to the audience is, you don't want to be that girl that when you go out on a night out and then you wake up in the morning and your friends have been out since 5, but you went home at 10.
Yeah.
And then they're all like talking about like, you know, oh my gosh, yeah. And then this guy like said this thing on the road and then this guy got into a fight. Da, da, da.
You missed all the drama.
Oh,
no.
And then you're like, oh man, I can't really get the vibe. I don't really understand what's happening. And then they're like, you just had to be there.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what we're trying to say to this show is that, it's 1 hour, one set, 1 hour.
Wow, cool, okay.
And it's going to be the best hour of your month. Next month when we come again.
That is so good. And perfect for us as well, because we have a rave later that night.
Oh, yes.
So this is what you can do. You can come to town. You can go to Party AF.
Exactly.
At Cassette 9. And then you can head down to the mothership and you can go to the B-Rave.
Exactly. Kick-ons. What can I say?
Perfect timing. Hey, tickets are on Under the Radar.
Yeah.
And you can grab them now. We're going to listen to Be My All, Party AF and King Dwudo.
Yeah.
And very excited to hear more from the work that you are tutoing away on at the moment.
Thank you. Very
exciting stuff. Thanks so much for coming in, Patty.
Thank you for having me.
Please don't keep me waiting. I'm getting impatient. Would you be my? I know you've been waiting, but don't get too impatient. I will be your. You say you wanna take it slow, and then you say you got to go, and I'm left here on my own, feeling like I'm alone. Pick up the phone. I know you take your time, and I'm acting like I'm fine. Tell me, do you wanna be mine? Tell me, do you wanna be mine? You know I can hold it down for you. You know that I'll stay. So take your time, but keep in mind that I'm not waiting around. I won't stay while you play games and act like you don't want us to be together. Take your time, but keep in mind that I'm not waiting around. 'Cause I won't stay while you play games and act like you don't want us to be together. Please don't keep me waiting, I'm getting impatient. Would you be
every second, every hour, baby, can't deny the way you're looking nice. Can't find any other woman, yeah. Only you give me affection. Your love so special, I mean, all I bought it. Baby, your love, the boss, my mind. And I'm ready for you, my baby. So long time, you know, wanna lady. Just you and me, baby. I will be waiting. You can't keep you waiting.
Please don't keep me waiting. I'm getting impatient. Would you be mine? So take your time, but keep in mind that I'm not waiting around. I know you've been waiting, but don't get too impatient. I will be your home. Stay while you play games and act like you don't want us to be together. Please don't keep me waiting. but keep in mind that I'm not waiting around. I know you've been waiting, but don't get too impatient. I will be your
all. That is Be My All by Putty AF with King Dwudo in the track there. Thanks so much to Putty for popping in for a chat this morning. You should definitely head along to her gig, The Happy Hour, this Friday. Doors are open at 8. It's a 1-hour gig, and then you can head on down to the Mothership for the Bee Rave.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.